Lead counsel for the petitioners challenging the 2012 presidential election results, Philip Addison, has described the presidential election petition as his biggest and most difficult case in his many years of practice. Speaking to the media after yesterday's proceedings, Mr. Addison said he heaved a great sigh of relief but fell short of predicting the outcome of the case. Bubu Klinogo posed a few questions to Mr. Addison. First, his impression about the case.
I feel a big relief, you know, because it's been long in coming. We've been at this since December, and I'm happy that at long last it has ended. I mean, every day has been a memorable day. Every day has been something new. Well, there have been several rulings against me. I don't think there were low points at all. It's part of the game. You win some, you lose some. Yeah.
How has the whole experience been like?
Of course, this is in fact the first real petition we've had in this country. So it's a whole new ball game. So it's been quite... an experience. It's been quite an eye-opening, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from it, and I hope others too have learned a lot.
Is it the difficult case you've ever handled?
It's the biggest, and I believe it's a very difficult case. You can see it involves a lot of data. Yes, it's a case that cannot be handled by one person. You need a lot of people to assist.
What happens next?
Well, we're going to wait for the judgment of 29th. We'll see which way it will go, and that will determine the future course.
On a scale of 0 to 10, how confident are you that your side will win the case?
I will not venture to go there.
Lead counsel for petitioners Philip Addison in that interview with Bubu Klinogo.
The national chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebilamte, has expressed the hope that the party supporters will take the verdict to be delivered by the Supreme Court in good faith, no matter which direction it goes. Speaking to Bubu Klinogo, Mr. Echebilamte said it is only normal for people to feel bad when they lose a court case, but the most important thing is for the supporters to move forward in the event that the case does not go their way.
It's been a learning process for everybody. This has never happened before. So there's been some ups and downs and whatever. But I don't think anybody who has sat through this for the number of months that we have, and then you come out of it and you realize how tired you are, how drained you are by having to concentrate. I think at the end of the day, we will find that this has been a good experience for Ghana, that our judges will show a real understanding of the law and of their conscience and of the vows that they took to administer justice.
Are you confident in the process so far, and how are you preparing yourself as a participant in this for Judgment Day 29?
Well, you know, there's my truth, your truth, and the real truth in many instances. So you go to court to establish what the real truth is. Okay, and when you go, you have faith in your case. The other side have faith in their case. You present your arguments, and then the judges will rule. So we just have to be patient. 15 more days. We've been at this thing since, what is it, December 28th. In 15 days' time, we will hear the verdict that they will come out with, and I believe what will have happened will have been a real strengthening of Ghana's democracy. I'm very proud of the role that the MPP once again has played in deepening the democracy of this country.
If it doesn't go your way, would you accept?
If you go to court, you're going to court because you're saying that the court should adjudicate. So what is there to not accept? If the court comes and rules against you, you hold your head, you say ouch or whatever, and then you get on with life. If the court rules for you, you say thank goodness, and then you get on with life.
How are you preparing your many supporters to accept the verdict, whatever way it comes out?
Our supporters have said it from the beginning. They had the opportunity. They had the opportunity when we gathered at the Obra spot to go out onto the streets and vent their anger and their rage. We told them that, look, the party has decided to go to court. And they accepted and they cheered the decision to go to court. They have been supportive of the whole thing about going to court. That's why the whole country has been listening every day, glued to their television sets, because we are all of us connected into this court matter. I don't think there's a single Ghanaian who really believes that if the court says that they don't agree with you, you are going to do anything about it. And if there is a Ghanaian out like that, then that Ghanaian will be silenced by the whole majority that will say, no, we've been through this, we'll be happy with whatever the judges come out to say.
That was National Chairman of the NPP, Jacob Echebilamte, talking to Bubu Klinogo.